Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC. Thanks not only for your contributions, but for listening today and in advance for your calls, because now An Oral History of Nostalgia, starring you. It's a call-in on what was better in the old days, what was better back in the day, depending on your age. 212-433-WNYC. What was better back in the day, depending on your age? Let me explain. If you're 75 or older, what comes to mind about what was better in the old days is not going to be the same as if you're 25. So we're going to try a little experiment, an oral history of nostalgia starring you. Call in right now and tell us your age and what was better in the old days, what was better back in the day for you. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Anyone think you're the youngest caller out there who already thinks something was better back in the day? We definitely want to hear from you. 212-433-9692. Callers, disclaimer here, we will bump some of you if we get too many calls from people of a similar age. We're looking for age diversity in this segment at 212-433-9692. And if you think you're the youngest caller out there who already thinks something was better back in the day, we want to include you. Maybe it was back in the day when you signed up for health insurance without a government website, you know, last month, or when dubstep was really new and fresh. But if you're young and already think something was better back in the day, what was it? 212-433-WNYC. And on up from there to any age that you are today, what was better back in the day? Not that we believe in the accuracy of nostalgia all that much, really, but we're curious to hear how different this is for listeners of different ages. So it's an oral history of nostalgia starring you. What was better back in the day, depending on your age? 212-433-9692. Eric and Inwood, want to start us off?
Certainly. Holidays were better back in...
Tell me your age, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm 45.
Uh-huh.
And holidays were better because we celebrated them on the day that they were.
You mean instead of the Monday?
Instead of the Monday.
That goes pretty far back. When is the last time that Washington's birthday was a day off from school on February 22nd instead of President's Day or any of the others?
I think it was changed in the 80s. And people wanted to have longer holidays. They tried to change Independence Day as well. Note Independence Day, not the 4th of July.
Right, and there was a backlash against it, and they couldn't do it because it's the 4th of July. But what was better about it?
What was better about it is it gave you an opportunity to actually celebrate the day instead of having a long weekend and kind of buying into going to the park and barbecues. You went to a parade. We knew what Armistice Day was, even though we didn't really have a day off. But people sold poppies on Memorial Day, and I don't see any of that anymore.
Armistice Day is Veterans Day, right?
Armistice Day is the day World War I ended.
Yeah, 11-11 on 11-11-11. And we still get that one. We actually still get that one on the day. But Eric, thank you very much for starting us off with that. And Isaac in Jersey City, I think you're our youngest caller on the board right at the moment. Hey, Isaac.
Hi, Brian. I'm 23. I might be the youngest. And I think that children's movies were better when I was younger. You had all the Disney classics, Aladdin, Lion King, Toy Story. And now it just seems that the kids' movies today that I either have seen or even see the previews are just a little bit more dopey.
Huh. Did they have Pixar already when you were a kid?
Yeah. They did, and those are the classics.
Isaac, thanks a lot. 23-year-old says kids' movies were better back in the day. Louise in North Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Louise.
Hi. I'm in my mid-50s, and Twinkies were better back in the day. I'm a child of the 60s, and they changed the recipe sometime in the 80s, and they got gummy cake and gritty filling. I don't know if it's just the glow of childhood that made them so good, but I also know that the factories that used to make them used to be in our communities. We had one right down the street. And on holidays, the guys would get in their floats and be in the parades and toss little Twinkies out to the kids. All that stuff is gone.
There's
now.
The glow of nostalgia for you. I remember when we had our local Twinkie factories. But, Louise, how about if you think the Twinkies were better back in the day before the 80s, have you tried the new Twinkies? Because remember, they went out of business, but another company acquired them just a few months ago?
Yes, and we did. We found them in the drugstore. We bought them because we are children of the 60s, and we tasted them, and they're just the same formulation that Hostess has been using for the past 20 years.
Louise, thank you very much. And, you know, she talks about the flavor that she remembers from childhood. Probably the kids today will remember these grainy, if that's what they are, Twinkies as the thing that makes them all warm and fuzzy decades from now, right? Because probably whenever you were in your teens or early 20s, that's when your musical tastes really developed. I guess childhood, even younger. Some of your food tastes like that. But teens and early 20s, when your politics really got set or had formative political moments, even if you change later on, things like that, then people start thinking that things are going to seed, right? Kids' movies are going to seed. And then you get nostalgic back in the day for back in the day. So what was better back in the day for you, depending on your age? Was it Twinkies? Was it music? Was it summer camp? Susanna in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susanna.
Hi, I'm 39.
Great. So now we've had somebody in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Go ahead.
Believe it or not, I was saying to the phone screener that Times Square was better when I was a teenager because I moved here in the early 80s and my family's from Ireland. I'm an immigrant. And me and my girlfriends used to walk around Times Square when I'd sleep over their houses,
but in the 80s when it was all seedy and there were those porn shops.
And I just felt safer then. Now it's so Disney-fied and there's no one around at night there. It's a little more scary.
You know, it's funny, Susanna. One of the reasons that we even thought to do this was there was something that quoted Shirlane McRae, Bill de Blasio's wife, about fondly remembering the 1970s as a time when it was easier to create community than it is today. But
very true.
For people who are mostly older than her, I would think, or, you know, you're younger than her, but for you too. But some people remember the 70s in New York mostly as a time of crime and fiscal crisis, and they're not the good old days for them. So
I kind of still remember. I mean, like I said, I was an immigrant from Ireland. I was only 10 when we moved here, but I guess maybe that's why it's nostalgic for me, because it was a new home, a new world for me, and the New York City of that time was exciting and beautiful to me, because all of these different people would gather together in any place at any time, including Times Square.
Did you ever go into the fascination thing and play that game?
No.
Anyway, we'll leave it there. Look it up. Susanna, thank you very much. Pauline in Soho, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, how are you? And thanks for taking my call. The thing, I'm 72, and what I really miss is politeness and manners. I mean, I remember when people were much nicer to each other, and it seems to be just so gone, and people are just in their little worlds, and they're very selfish. They don't realize anyone else is around them.
Thank you very much, Pauline, remembering politeness and manners. Karen in Suffolk County. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Carolyn, yeah.
Hi. Hey. So?
So, hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm 24, and I really loved homework assignments before we had to rely on computers. So, like, for instance, if I had a research project assigned to me, you know, I really had to think about what topic am I going to be really interested in, because I have to take the time to go to the library. And I know I could still do that, but it's so easy to just say, okay, this is due in 2 days. Let me just go on the computer and find something. So
that is so funny. Before computer, first of all, you have to be a grown-up to be nostalgic about homework assignments at all, right? Because computers are now. And I think I actually did a talk recently that was partly about how I was writing before computers really came in to the professional workplace. And boy, am I not nostalgic for those days. Because with computers, if you miss – when I think back to my school days, if I was writing a paper and I messed something up or if I wanted to revise something on a typewritten page, I had to throw out the whole page and do the whole thing over. And so I think computers actually made me a better writer because I'm much more easy about, you know, changing things, experimenting, starting something over. So I'm anti-nostalgic for that particular one. But Karen,
right.
Thank you very much. So Karen, 24, nostalgic for homework assignments before computers. And Alex in Port Washington. Hi, Alex.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello?
Yeah,
hi. Good. So my comment is in regard to professional sports. I'm not a huge sports fan, big sports stat freak, but I've come to notice, at least when I was younger, that sports seem to be so much more for the love of the game as opposed to a professional business, and it's so, you know, kind of cutthroat, for lack of a better word, and it's really, it used to be so much more about, I guess, the love of the game.
Was it even, 10 years ago, more for the love of the game? I mean, there were already the big free agent contracts when you were a kid. So what do you think has changed just recently?
What has changed? I mean, I guess I've been disenchanted with the degree to which players so readily switch, and I don't know.
Any sport in particular that you're thinking of?
Well, I'm thinking of baseball in particular, but like I said, I'm speaking from a slightly removed position as kind of an outside observer,
right.
And I play the sport myself, and just seeing. Just seeing it from afar, I guess.
Alex, thanks a lot. 23-year-old, nostalgic for when sports at the pro level was for the love of the game. And Bill in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how are you, Brian?
Good. So how old are you?
60.
So now we've got 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s with you, and 70s represented. Go ahead.
For me, it was the music, because everything was different. You got to remember, before... when I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, you know what I mean? And it seemed like every other week he had a different band on that was playing basically, you know, a little bit different style than later on. The metal came out. You know what I mean? It was just constant growth in music. Or, you know, then even it got progressive rock. You know what I'm saying? And from, even in when it hit disco, which, you know, obviously I play rock music myself. Nobody really liked disco back then, but, you know, for rock and roll guys. But, you know, it was still different. And then... You know, now everything is sort of rehashed, you know what I mean?
Bill,
it's not interesting.
Thank you very much. The music. And, boy, I bet everybody has the music of their era that was back in the day. Like, what if you grew up in the 90s? Would you remember that as the good old days for music? Remember Nirvana, Radiohead, when music was really good? I don't know. Oh, new youngest caller, Vincent in Mount Vernon. Vincent, you're 19?
Yes, I am.
Hey, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it. So what was better back in the day?
I think there were less decisions to make, and everything was a little more simpler. Instead of having something like Netflix now, you know, like now, we just had a few DVDs or VHSs to pick from, and instead of having iTunes, we just had a few CDs or whatever, whatever tape we had.
A 19-year-old nostalgic for old media.
I'm 90 at the heart,
sir. 90 at the heart. Vincent, thank you very much. Laura on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi. It's my turn. Okay. Hi. I'm nostalgic. First of all, I'm 47. I just want to thank you. I love your show. I listen a lot, and I finally became a pledge member, so I'm happy about that. And I'm 47, and I miss when I was younger, we went out to play. And kids don't see kids playing in the, in the street, on the sidewalks. We had, hula hoops and the pogo stick and hopscotch. And I was lucky enough to live in a neighborhood where there were a lot of kids, and we just all went to play. Came home when it started to get dark in the summer, came home for dinner, and it was great. And we were around the block, and it's better. Today, my son had to, growing up, make plans, and, no one's just out playing, and it was great. So
that's a big one, man. That's a big – we could do a separate segment on that one, making plans. as what we do now, as opposed to just going out.
Yeah, it's great. Just go out and play, you know? Laura, go out and hang out.
Thanks a lot. All right, Laura, thank you very much. Laura's going to get the last word. Laura's not going to get the last word because here's Joel in Westchester, who's 81, and we haven't had the octogenarian generation represented yet. Hey, Joel.
Yeah, hi. I was saying that I love to help my mother make peanut butter cookies, mixing up the batter and putting the making the marks on the cookies, with the fork, and listening to old radio shows where the story took place in your head.
What about the new radio shows?
The only one that really comes to mind is Garrison Keillor that does that kind of thing. But, you know, there was the Lone Ranger and Tom Nix and blah, blah, blah.
And Joel, thank you very much for being our final caller. As we've heard, what was better back in the day for people in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? An oral history of nostalgia starring you. Back in the day when things were cool, hey. All we needed was pop, 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 hey. And by the way, remember when people used to say, in the olden days? Now they say, back in the day.